Brad's wealth of knowledge of football is exceptional. I've put it on record that I believe he's the best coach going around outside of Brisbane and the Gold Coast. And I guess what a lot of people don't realise is that while he is absolutely 110% professional on the field, he's 120% effort off the field is unbelievable. And I'm talking about, Paul, things like, you know, we just take for granted, but helping people put a, when they come in new players, but putting a roof over their head, or sourcing them employment, or giving them access to transport. And not only just helping with employment, a lot of times too, the players come up with either a wife or a girlfriend, and he certainly makes them feel very much part of the community. Mm. And, you know, it's a credit to him and the club. It just tickled pink.
You know, there's much more, as you said, there's much more to just being a coach. You've also got to, you know, it's got to be a family, hasn't it? Well, and he obviously creates that sort of environment.
He's probably a life coach in a way, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, giving a mentoring role to the players, things that happen on the field, but perhaps occasionally things that happen off the field, good, bad, and indifferent there. But the Port Douglas Footy Club is unique in the fact that, you know, I'm just thinking of last year's Premiership side. It's almost like a United Nations. The players are actually coming from all parts of certain, mostly southern Australia,
yep,
and come together and actually get them to gel and become one powerful unit. It's a credit to Coops.
It is. And we've got Wes Glass too, recommitting, and Kai Chappell as well. So I was saying earlier that this club is a tight-knit unit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Look, of a few years gone by, you know, we've had players come in and only come in for 12 months and go again. You know, we've got the nucleus of the side here now. I think our retention is second to none compared to the club, say, 10 years ago, etc. You know, we've got guys next year that will be lining up for perhaps four premierships in succession there, and guys like Kai Chappell and guys like Wes Glass, just genuine leaders around the club, and they bring a lot of energy, and you can't help but admire them.
Talking to Barry Lee, the president of the Port Douglas Crocs, with the news that Brad Cooper has re-signed, as well as the vice-captain as well. You know, this team, I guess there's a lot of people in AFL and particularly in regional areas would love to know what the Port Douglas Crocs secret is, the secret of that success. Can you pinpoint one thing, or is it a combination of a few things?
Geez, I think it's getting a bunch of guys together that enjoy one another's company,
mm-hmm,
enjoy football, but enjoy the lifestyle that we have up here. You know, it is a destination club there. We've got guys, I'm just thinking of Toddy Shapter here at the moment, that loves his pig hunting, you know. And
he's what?
Goes out and hunts the pigs. And you know,
pig hunting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did I pronounce that wrong? Or?
No, it's fine. But pig hunting, it's not something that, you know, as a kid I grew up and said, you know, I want to be a pig hunter when I grow up.
Well, yeah, and quite a few of the players have got their dogs, and, you know, they look forward to going out on those weekends and going bush. And
is that called pig dogging?
I thought it was pig hunting.
All right, okay, because I once...
Hunting upon, pigs, isn't it?
Well, I was invited up into country South Australia once, and the guys invited me out to do some pig dogging, which I didn't know what it meant, but whatever it meant, I ain't doing it.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Well, maybe I might talk to Toddy Shapter and see next time he's going out, or perhaps along with Kai Chappell, they could take you along and you come back and tell me if it's pig hunting or pig dogging.
Well, it might be, you said, with the dogs. Do they take dogs out?
Absolutely.
There you are, pig dogging. This might be what it's called. You can check with the boys anyway.
Yeah.
But you were saying it's really, the secret of it is a bunch of guys getting together who love the lifestyle, who love this region.
Yeah, and you know, I also think too that the calibre of the players, and quite a few of the senior players have told me this, that what they look forward to is perhaps 10 years from now that they'll get invited back here to Port Douglas for a reunion, and they've got those bunch of guys, probably a bit like going to school, you know, you remember your kids from year 10 or year 12 or whatever it is.
Have a reunion.
Just a group of guys coming together and enjoy one another's company.
Yeah. And what's the training routine? Is beer a part of the training?
Beer is... No, I wouldn't say beer's a part of the training. Alcohol we're talking about.
Well, it's not alcohol, it's beer.
Okay.
That's a difference.
I think it's perhaps encouraged a little bit after a win or loss. Doesn't have to be beer. We've got down at the club this year, we introduced a very successful daiquiri machine. And
The daiquiri. I've got to check this one out.
Did you and Mary not have one of those when you were...
No, I didn't know about the daiquiri machine.
Yeah, no, she's a rip snorter.
I love daiquiris. Yeah. I love them.
And, it's my grandmother's recipe, actually. It's got... just trying to think what it is.
Grandmotherly.
Coconut.
So what is coconut?
It's certainly got vodka in it. It's got rum in it. And whatever juice you want to do, just for flavouring purposes.
Oh, gee, I've got it. When's the daiquiri machine firing up again?
We'll have it first round, I think, mate.
Daiquiri machine. I'll check that one out for sure.
Put that in your calendar now, will you?
Just put it in the diary.
Hey, I want to thank you too. Thank you too, because I know Fab FM have come on board for sponsor for next year, and we've got a terrific bunch of loyal corporate partners, guys like Fab FM and Rattle and Hum and Paddy's and the Tavern, and that just helps... helps our little community, because one thing we have not got the population of Cairns whatsoever. You know, I think there's about 160,000 people down there, and they support six AFL clubs. I think we've got about 3,500 here on our census, and you know, it supports one club, and we're thrilled, tickled pink with the, I've used that word again, but with the community, very much a community club, and we really enjoy getting involved in the community and a number of not-for-profit organisations.
I know you do, and well done to that. All right, so Brad Cooper, we're keeping him as our coach. As we look forward to the 2019 season, you know, we've come fresh off a premiership. How do you see the 2019, and when will pre-training start? When will all that start?
Yeah, look, we're probably one of the latest clubs to start training. Our official pre-season training starts next Thursday. That's the 6th of December.
Okay.
We'll train three Thursdays prior to Christmas. Hopefully the players won't put too many kilos on over the festive seasons there.
Bit of pudding.
Yeah.
turkey.
And maybe only drink a couple of light beers
as we spoke earlier.
And then maybe go for a lap around the oval do some laps over the pool there.
Barry, what's the preferred beer of the Crocs Club? Would it be 4X? Would it be... what would it be? Great Northern?
I would have thought by far Great Northern.
Great Northern.
The red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get that over in South Australia?
Oh, do we ever.
Yeah.
Look, it's nationwide. I've got to say, this thing started in Cairns in the early 1900s.
That's right.
And... it has spread across Australia. Their marketing is sensational. When Mary and I drove up from Adelaide, there wasn't one single major town that didn't have the Great Northern sign on the pub.
Yeah.
So great marketing, great beer.
Yeah, and it is a CUB product too, isn't it?
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, I believe
is it is CUB?
I believe it is
CUB. Well, they've got everything. They own the world, don't they?
And... you weren't supposed to be talking about footy, but we're talking about beer. But they're connected. And I believe certainly down south, they've only just introduced the red Great Northern down there.
Are you talking about the original?
Yeah.
The other one's the crisp.
Yeah, that's thing, the mid-strength.
The mid-strength. I mean, you're going to have it, you're going to have the super, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you fill up your car with super, or do you fill it up with the other E whatever it is?
E10 or something, isn't
it? I don't use that, mate. That's just weak stuff. The car goes half the speed.
Hey, also, well done your brekkie show, mate. Making and Eggs. I'm an avid listener to it there, and the feedback I get out in the community is you should be very proud of yourself there.
Thank you, mate.
Because it's really good. And I just heard, was it Casey Chambers just before there?
Yes, Casey Chambers. Yeah. ARIA, she has now been inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. Casey Chambers.
Isn't she an unbelievable artist?
She's amazing. All right, so the 2019 season, you guys start training next Thursday.
Next Thursday, 5:30 down at Croc Pit, mate.
Well, all right, well, congratulations to you. Dave 00 Evans, every time you've recorded, you know, him talking to the team, I've had to get the beep machine out.
Yes,
but
yes.
Apart from that, he's incredibly funny.
Yes.
He's a funny man,
he's
isn't he?
Got a lot of talent, 00, and I'm really looking forward to having him on board as my 2IC for sure.
I just think you and him as the vice president, I mean, you could do a week in Vegas, you two. You're so funny, both of you. You're hilarious. You really are. Both of you are very, very funny human beings. I mean, you should really do some, maybe a week in Vegas, maybe a week on the Gold Coast, maybe at the casino or something like that.
Maybe you could manage yourself.
I can. All right. You've been handling yourself for years. I don't think I should come in at this point. Well, thank you, Barry. Anything else before you go?
Look, I just had one little note down there, mate.
Yeah, mate.
We are a group of volunteers that work. Probably 10 months of the year, I would imagine, 10 and a half months of the year there.
Yep.
Just a little bit of a call out. If there's people in our paradise here in Port Douglas and Mossman that might have a couple of hours to spare on a given Saturday, we only have 8 home games a season.
Yep.
If there's anyone that wants to volunteer and get involved with this exciting club, we are basically a one big family, really. So we're always looking to adopt new members to our family. And you know, it might not even be 2 hours of work. It might be if someone can spare half an hour every second week, that's fantastic. And you know, I'm really of the belief that if I can find 10 volunteers to do an hour each, I'd rather that than trying to find one person that's going to do the 10 hours. So if I can just put that little message out there, Paul, that'd be great.
Mate, I think it's fantastic. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to the whole team. We're very proud of you and we look forward to a 2019 and a 5th premiership. That would be amazing. That would break all sorts of records, wouldn't it? 5?
Certainly 5 in 6 years would be pretty healthy there. I will give you the Saints. We admire the Saints down there at down there at Cairns. If my recollection stands right, they've won possibly 7 or 8 in an 11-year period. So
wow.
They're certainly, if we can get anywhere near them as a powerhouse, we'll be doing all right.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming along, Barry.
Terrific, mate.